Welcome back to Talk to Talk with your girl Anita Love. I'm coming to you from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. God is good. My family's good. And well, another day above ground, you already know. It's been a minute since I've been on, but I came anyway just to do some random updates on some things that I like. One thing in particular that I was very surprised by was the cancellation of the Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith and her daughter, along with her mother. As you may have heard, there have been some massive layoffs that have been hitting the media, entertainment, and tech industry. And the Meta company behind Facebook made a major budget decision about its original content. And according to the news report, Meta decided closing up shop on the Facebook Watch original program, which means, yes, Red Table Talk was canceled, which again is hosted by Jada Pinkett Smith, her daughter Willow Smith, and her mother Adrienne Banford Norris. The talk show was one of Facebook Watch's most popular series. The show featured the three women celebrity guests. They had family members. They even had close friends that were engaged in roundtable discussions about life issues like forgiveness, surviving. Extremely intimate conversation about the Smith relationship. Jada and Will's production company, Westbrook Studio, is behind the series, and they are now searching for new distributors. It's hard for me, I'm going to be honest, to believe that this Emmy-winning show with name recognition and star power will not or isn't getting picked up by a new network. Personally, I see a streaming service like Prime Video, because I love Prime Video, or even Hulu or Tuba. I mean, I know people kind of shit on Tuba, but I kind of like it. The Rucker channel also seems to be open to talking chances on projects from other networks. So it could be another potential landing spot for it. I don't know, but I'm here for it. And since Jada and Will are such a controversial couple, the Real Table Talk was routinely criticized for them being too personal or just a little bit too much. However, in my opinion, when you look at the talk show, the landscape, when it premiered in 2018, it was unique to the genre. You know, there are we're talking three black women from different generations of the same family talking honestly and openly about their lives and the issues that most important to them was not something that people like me regularly saw. It always seemed from the talk show that I seen that it was fake or that it was scripted. So it became known for the open, the non-judgmental space that it provided for women. It also rejected the usual talk show, pre-planned comedian anecdotes and all that type of stuff. And some of the conversations were very emotionally raw and to me was very, very real. And a lot of it, me as a woman, black woman at that, can relate. And no matter how some people may feel about Jada, to me, a show like Red Table Talk opened eyes and helped viewers. Now, I'm sure the internet will get its jokes off. I'm sure of that because that's what the internet does. But I think that if we're going to be completely honest, we should recognize that Red Table Talk brought something special to TV. It brought something special to family and realness. And I think that it's going to be missed. I think that it was a big mistake. And I hope that they land the spot hopefully soon. Yeah, moving on. Now, I know I'm a little bit late, but I'm going to talk about this. Don Lemon which is a former CNN anchor, was fired on Monday from the show. There were some speculations that he may be suing them because of the way he, you know, got fired. And also Tucker from Fox News was fired too, but who gives a fuck about him? I'm just going to be all the way 100. I don't care. But Don don't seem to be too depressed or unhappy about it. He went to the red carpet at the Time 100 Gala on Wednesday. He also discussed with Extra that he was just planning on spending the summer on the beach in the boat. and then he will consider his options before any discussions are made. However, he did stress that he wants to work again. That is something that he wants to do. But he also made it very clear that he has been very fortunate enough to be in a position where he can do that. He said he have time. I don't have to rush to another job, even if I want another job. Well, let's just be honest. Now, you know, Lemon has been subject to some controversy recently. As it was revealed, he had been accused of just some iffy behavior for years. In February, he was also taken off of CNN This Morning and sent to sensitivity training after he was criticized for comments on Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley's age. And despite these scandals, Don is not second guessing himself, or will he be living in the past? I know that I wouldn't. He said, I live my life with no regrets. And whatever I did, and I owned it. He said, I don't look back, and I don't want to change things in the past onward. He seemed to be, in my opinion, taking the exit in stride, and he's trying to work through the sudden upheaval of it. He said, I think life is short, and whatever life hands you, you have to bob and weave and do it. He said, I don't think I would be at work one evening and get a phone call that my sister had died and I had to deal with that. I didn't think my dad would die young with diabetes, but I had to deal with that. And I just respect him so much. But people need to understand, when you dealing with a person that's really is or come across as a really genuinely good person, but just speaks up for what they feel isn't fair or wrong, or call people out on their fuckery and foolery, you're always going to be targeted, especially as black people. I said what the fuck I said. I'm not going to argue with anybody. That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. But I do feel like a lot of things that we as black Americans go through, I don't think it's fair. Even when we talk about how the athletes that go into the NFL and go into the WNBA or go into the NBA, just any major sports position, they have to, it's more expected of them than there are other races, especially Caucasians. It is a sense of unfairness. It is a lie to put on them. But I just respect and love the ones that do their best to be the best person that they possibly can. And I wish Don Lemon the best. I think he is a great host. And he's from Louisiana, honey. So, you know, I'm going to always cheer for him. If he's, you know, I don't cheer for bullshit, because everybody know that in Louisiana, it's a lot of racism that people have tried to cover up and pretend like it doesn't exist. It is out here alive and well. So I'm not going to pretend that it doesn't exist, but I wish him the best. And I know that he's going to get an amazing job, even if it's just podcasting or maybe blogging or something like that. I don't know, but I'm interested to see what his next stop is going forward. Now, let's just keep this moving, right? And I'm going to end it with this. This is probably going to be the last thing that I talk about. But I was so annoyed and so appalled when Smokey Robinson made it known that he wanted to reveal to the world that he had an affair with Diana Ross, which, in my opinion, I just felt like, why are you telling this? Like, why couldn't you just keep this to yourself? I just thought that it shouldn't have been. And the internet went crazy. And sometimes, you know, we wake up in the morning and we see a headline and we think, oh, we could have just did without that headline, you know, our entire life without knowing that to the end. And I did not have Smokey Robinson telling his business that he had an affair with Diana Ross in the early Motown days being on my bingo card to play. I just didn't. I mean, that is just not something that we expect to hear on a random Friday day, you know. And yet, here we are, and I'm talking about it on my podcast. Now, while he was discussing his career in an interview with The Guardian, Smokey Robinson felt the need to just spill all of his worldly tea on his long ago affair with the Supreme singer. He said, I was married at the time. We were working together, and it just happened. Sip, sip, but it was beautiful. He says, she's a beautiful lady, and I love her right to this day. She's one of my closest people. Now, the famed singer-songwriter was married to his first wife, Claudette Rogers, at the time. And he noted that the relationship with Ross lasted about a year. Sip, sip. Mm-hmm. She was young and trying to get her career together. And I was just trying to help her. We know, help her in the bed. He said, I brought her to Motown. In fact, I wasn't going after her and she wasn't going after me. It just happened. Bullshit. If you telling it now, bullshit. There's so much going on here, okay, in my opinion. First of all, stop framing or painting this picture that this is one of your love songs. I just think that that's bullshit. What I heard you say here is that you cheated on your wife, right? So stop trying to class it up and make it look elegant. And secondly, you have more power and influence at Motown than a new single trying to get their career started. So don't make it sound like it was just something that just freakingly fucking happened and you couldn't help yourself, because goddamn it, you could. All you've done with this story to me is kind of stanked it up, tanked it the reputation, and make fans respect you even less. I said what the fuck I said. And in the end, it was the upside down single who broke things off with you. Like, after they had been seeing each other for a while, Diana Ross said that she couldn't do that because she knew Claudette and she knew that he still loved his wife. The tears of a clown, right? And he said, I did. I loved my wife very much, is what he said. He said that he didn't want to hurt his wife anymore. Now, I understand trying to promote this new sexy album, Gasms, G-A-S-M-S. But if I'm going to be all the way 100 and keep it a buck, because you know that's the only thing I know how to do, I really don't need him out here revealing those type of secrets that other people may not have wanted the public to know. Like, how the fuck you know Diana Ross wanted people to know that you was a mistress? You know what I'm saying? Like, did you talk to Diana before you start putting her shit out there in the streets? Like, he went on in explaining that he now realized he was in love with two people at the same damn time, and that he can't control who you fall in love with. Okay, but I beg to differ, because you can't control if you cheat on your wife. So you don't try and romanticize that part of the story. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can decide, like, you can find a person attractive and be like, oh my God, I'm so curious about this person, and still make a conscious decision to still be faithful to that woman. I'm just saying. Now, he said, you asked me what happened when we get older and we get wisdom in life. He said, I learned that we are capable of loving more than one person at the same time, and it has been made taboo by us, by people. He said, it's not because one person isn't worthy or they don't live up to what you expect. It has to do with feelings. If we could control love, nobody would love anybody. Nobody would take that chance. And why would you put your heart out there for somebody to be able to hurt you like that and make you able to have those feelings? To spread the word about his gasms, he traded, in my opinion, this legacy of love songs for a sex sales idea. And honestly, I think it's sad. I really do. This is my opinion, right? Because I didn't think that he brought Diana Ross to Motown. I thought that someone else was responsible, Florence Ballard or somebody else that founded the group, and they asked Diana Ross to join the group, and she did. That's what I was under impression, but maybe I'm just lost when it comes to that. And I'm just going to be honest. We all know what happened with the betrayal of them by sleeping with Barry Gordy. And if Smokey Robinson think this is a flex to me, I think that he is disgustingly wrong. And he really did make good men, especially with that it was beautiful crap. Knowing he was married with kids, then he better think again, because nobody is going to trust men going forward. None of this mess makes sense. Ross or Barry Gordy looked good, and it was one of the very reasons I have no idea why people frown all over Ross. She did anything and slept with anyone to get what she wanted. Also, Robinson ruined his marriage because he was lying and cheating. Some things just need to be kept private. Barry Gordy, to me, I felt was a little shitty. I highly recommend everyone watch Standing in the Shadows of Motown. I didn't feel like he gave enough credit to the musicians, and I felt like he abandoned them without pay, and that's just my opinion from just what I took from it. I think, let's go back to Smokey Robinson, because I'm going to keep it on him. I think that this makes him look even worse, considering that Motown boss Barry Gordon also belatedly admitted to an affair with Ross that, in their case, produced a daughter. I'm just saying. And let's just say, Donna Ross was young. She was trying to find herself, which she probably was in the streets for hits. And this is really, 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 really old fucking news. I mean, I just think he should have left her out of it. I just think, I mean, when you hear this and you hear about all the things that actually kind of happened to a lot of people in the music career, I mean, it's almost like an absolute cesspool. When you talk about Marvin Gaye marrying Barry's sister and having a child with Barry and Anna's 15-year-old niece, it's a lot. You know what I'm saying? So stuff like that happened in a music career, in a music world, but I just think that Smokey Robinson could have left that out of it. I don't think that he should have brought that up. And I think with everything that is happening with men cheating and women not being able to trust men and men having these all these weird, stupid, dumbass expectations on women, I honestly think that that was something that he could have kept out of his interview. I don't think he needed to mention that. He could have just simply said, I made some mistakes. I've had affairs, or I had an affair with someone and I loved that person and my wife at the same time. Like, just specifically speaking on that, I don't think that he should have did that, and that's my opinion. I'm gonna stick to it. But, you know, I hope that the Red Table Talk find someone to distribute them. I am super excited to hear and find out where Don Lemon finds his niche at, what his next journey will be. And for Smokey Robinson, I hope this fucking album is worth what you the gossiping that you just put out to sell. That is it, you guys. I just wanted to check in. You guys, remember, stay true to yourself. Don't let anyone else's thoughts and opinions dictate who and what you think of yourself. Continue to push me better every day than what you was the day before. When they go low, we go high, like the former first lady. Remember to always love yourself first. Don't give a two shits about what anybody else think or have to say about you, because people are going to have an opinion about you. Don't give them life and don't give them power. That's my time. Peace.